For those of you who love movies, you know the Academy Awards are this Sunday, February 24th. You might also know that this is a pretty unique and historic Academy Awards in several ways. But what I am fascinated by is the fact that our guest on the line right now, April Rain, is going to be at the Academy Awards. She created the hashtag OscarSoWhite several years ago. People kind of, in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, there's a lot of white people up there. And maybe it wasn't something you were talking about. And April really brought this to the forefront. April, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Are you excited about this incredible adventure you're about to go on?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on tonight.
I am so thrilled. I tried reaching out at the last minute last week. I know that you are very busy. I was following your tweets. I follow your tweets quite a bit. And I was following your conversation about the Grammys. And, of course, now we're heading into the Oscars. What are your thoughts when it comes to this kind of, award season and what it means to diversity and culture in our country?
Well, I think that we definitely have a long way to go, and yet we still have seen some incremental progress. But here we are in 2019, and we're still talking about firsts. Right.
Yes.
And so that means that the conversation needs to continue. It's not just with respect to race, but also sexual orientation, gender identity, disability, indigenous people. Everyone should have an opportunity to see themselves reflected in music, on stage, and on the big screen.
Well, and people would say, well, if something's good, it doesn't matter what their race or gender or, disability, or their ability. If someone does it well, there's no reason why we shouldn't celebrate it. But there are so many different steps along the way to get a project off the ground. The gatekeepers in many aspects. Wouldn't you say that's part of the problem with Hollywood and the music industry?
That's exactly right. By the time that we get to award shows like the Grammys, the Emmys, the Golden Globes, the Oscars, we're at the end of the line, right? So we need to start having the conversation at the beginning. So when you're talking about film or TV, you need to think more about the screenwriters, who it is in the room writing those scripts for TV shows, who is actually writing the screenplays that eventually will be made into film. It always should be about the most qualified person, but what we know is that access and opportunity have always been limited to people from marginalized communities, and that's something that needs to change.
And when you mentioned that we're still talking about firsts, which means we still need to have this conversation, I really am so excited about Black Klansman, and I'm almost at the point where I feel like a lot of people are going to be disappointed should Spike Lee not win his first Academy Award as director. What are your thoughts on this category?
I think the category for Best Director and Best Picture are incredibly strong this year. Spike has had an amazing career, decade after decade of quality films. I've been rocking with Spike all the way back to She's Gotta Have It. And in fact, my university, University of Texas at Austin, when I was a student there 30 years ago, we brought Spike right before Do the Right Thing came out in the theater. So this is really a full circle moment for me to now see him nominated for Best Director and to see Black Klansman nominated as Best Picture. He does have the Lifetime Achievement Award, but he's never been nominated specifically for a particular film.
And which is remarkable to me. I didn't realize until I saw the New York Times piece this week that once he didn't get any recognition for Do the Right Thing, that he was like, all right, well, I'm going to go do my thing. I'm going to create my work and let the chips fall where they may, essentially. Wouldn't you say?
Sure. And I think that's what we see a lot of filmmakers doing these days. That's why filmmakers like Michael B. Jordan and Viola Davis have created their own production companies. So they're no longer waiting for the big studios to make the films that they want to see. They are taking the reins in their own hands. And I think that's great because it also opens the door to opportunities for other people from traditionally underrepresented communities to be seen both in front of and behind the camera making quality work.
Hi, April. This is Tom Patty's producer. I just got a question for you about the film Green Book, because this has been a center of controversy for this Oscars and also surrounding this kind of whiteness, whitewashing of black stories. This movie is directed by Peter Farrelly, a white man, while still dealing with a very important black story dealing with racism in the South. And people have been sort of dissatisfied with the way the story has been told. Do you think that with its recognition by the Oscars as a nominee, are we just going to keep seeing more of these narratives taken over by white voices?
Well, we'll have to see. This has been an ongoing concern through the years. And as I said before, this is truly an example of who is telling the story and whose story is being told. For your listeners who may not know about the controversy, the issue is the main character played by Mahershala Ali, his family was not happy with the screenplay, and it didn't feel that it completely told his side of the story. It, you know, the story is really written by, in part, the relative of Viggo Mortensen's character. And so there was a concern there that, you know, we're not getting the full picture. And so, again, you know, that has nothing to do necessarily with the actors themselves, but who is telling the story, right? And so I'm hopeful that people understand that this is a significant and ongoing concern and will be very intentional going forward about ensuring that we're getting the full picture and not just half when we're telling stories of very important figures in our history.
And that's the thing, Tom, I didn't mean to cut you off. It sounded like you might want to, because we're talking to April Rain, and this has been such an incredible journey for us to sort of follow you. You know, when you created this, I'm guessing you didn't have any concept of where this would lead. And a lot of people are attributing your call to arms, basically, to saying, hey, look, you know, we've gone through this year after year. Look, for me, April, you know, having Roma and women, from Mexico be nominated on the stage and in the audience for the Oscars is very exciting for me, because that's been obviously a dearth for my community. I've never seen anyone really like me on stage at the Academy Awards. But what has it been like for you to hear people say you have really had such a tremendous impact on how far we've come in the last 5 years?
It's incredibly humbling. You know, Spike Lee has been very effusive in his praise as he's done his press tour for Black Klansman. But I always want to turn the spotlight back on the filmmakers and the performers, right? What I said in January of 2015 is not any different from what people like Harry Belafonte and even as far back as Hattie McDaniel had been saying for decades. There was just a nice confluence between the advent of social media and people being more interested in taking ownership of the entertainment that they take in every year. That I think, you know, I was just at the right place at the right time. But, you know, movies like If Beale Street Could Talk and Black Panther and The Hate U Give and Roma and so many others, you know, would have been great quality films, whether they were made in the 2000s or even 20 years ago. I'm hoping that Oscar So White just was helpful in shining a light on films that people perhaps may not have taken as close a look at otherwise.
Oh, I think you can rest assured that, that it has had a tremendous impact in the conversation. And that's the thing, too, is that the conversation, right? I watched some of these things unfold on your feed. In particular, I was watching after the Grammys when, you know, people were going back and forth. The idea that J-Lo would be the performer chosen to perform the Motown tribute was weird. And again, I'm Latina, and I was like, yeah, I'm not really sure about that choice. There was a little bit of... Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say that it was an interesting choice because, you know, J-Lo is a fantastic performer. You know, I think about just last year, you know, she had her own tribute and she brought the house down. She was fantastic. But she's not known as a purveyor of soul music. And there were so many artists, especially our artists that are aging a little bit, that were sitting yes. in the audience or could have been brought on stage
Ava
to
Staples.
Truly give a Motown tribute. And so I felt like that was maybe a missed opportunity. You know, sometimes we wait until we see those in memoriams to remember, you know, all of the quality entertainers that we still have. And so I'm always all for giving people flowers while they can still smell them. And so it is no slight on J-Lo whatsoever. I just wish that we had taken more advantage of the incredible wealth of talent that we still have, of actual current and former Motown artists.
And I have to agree. I'm also fascinated by the number. There's a study that says that women led record number of 2018 movies in a new study this year. Is that something you've noticed as compared to the last few years?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we see Patty was the director of Wonder Woman. We have Dee Reese. Ava DuVernay has been in the news for the last several years, both for TV and film. And so women are definitely, I think, receiving more opportunities than they have in the past. And in fact, there's now the 4% initiative out there, which I completely support. And all that says is that filmmakers, artists, actors, and actresses commit to working with a female director in film in the next 18 months. And hopefully that brings to the forefront directors that may have not had opportunities elsewhere, you know, as performers, filmmakers are looking for those directors with whom they can work because they're absolutely out there. We just need to shine a spotlight on them so that they get their opportunities to do their best work.
And I also want to let people know about Cleo, which is a new series, Cleo Speaks, which is a new series that you're involved in. Tell us a little bit about this and where people can find it.
Sure. Cleo Speaks is going to be on TV One, so check your local listings. And I was very honored to take part as one of several Black women that they interviewed, just talking to us really about who we are, where we came from, and what we have planned going forward. But it was a lovely, introspective way to get to know people a little bit better, the person behind either the hashtag or the movement or the cause that you may not be able to see otherwise. So Cleo TV and Cleo Speaks will be coming very soon, and I'm very, very thankful to have taken part.
Yeah, congratulations on that and all of your work. I encourage people who really want to participate in the conversation, agree, disagree. It's always dynamic, and April has this way of like, look, if you don't agree, we'll talk it out. And that's what I love about you so much, April. I really do.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's really supposed to be a conversation. You know, I typically hold my conversations on Twitter, and I'm looking for divergent viewpoints from literally all around the world. That's the wonderful thing about social media. You're not limited to your particular geographic community. You can talk to folks from New Zealand to Thailand and everywhere in between. And I enjoy having those conversations and learning and growing. I think everyone has an opportunity to learn, and everyone has an opportunity to teach.
And I have to ask before we let you go, what are you doing to get ready for the Academy Awards on Sunday?
I'm sure I'm doing what everyone else is doing, you know, making sure that the gown is right. I'm taking my 19-year-old son with me. And so, you know, we ensured that his tuxedo was ready to go. You know, I'm breaking in my shoes and all of the rest of the stuff that folks do for, you know, a very special night on the town.
I will be looking for you on the red carpet and in the audience. I'm so proud and excited for you, April, and I look forward to having you. Maybe we can. Oh, Paul has a question. Paul,
I'm just boycotting the Oscars because my favorite movie wasn't nominated.
Oh, so. Yeah. Paul's very upset, April, about a movie that was not nominated. Go ahead, Paul. Tell her the movie.
So I thought the greatest movie of the year was documentary Won't You Be My Neighbor by the documents Fred Rogers.
About Mr. Rogers.
Yes, and it wasn't nominated, and I felt very strongly about it, so I'm boycotting.
Absolutely understandable. I mean, it has been nominated for some of the other award shows, but I think it was a great way to see, you know, who the man really was. You know, we remember the cardigans and the little kids' tennis shoes, but I didn't realize how much work he put into every single program. Mm-hmm. You know, and he was part of the childhood of millions of kids around the country. But, you know, that just goes to show you, you know, who is in charge of voting and nominating, you know, particular films. And, you know, hopefully those things will change so that everyone has an opportunity to see the most quality work recognized.
And I'm going to have a hashtag for all of you listening for the Oscars. It's going to be like, where's Fred? Hashtag, where's Fred?
Do you want April to maybe do some sort of
if you can help us
subtle,
out, retweet us,
thing.
April, I appreciate it. My organization is boycotting. And by organization, it's just me and my nephew, who's going to be 13. So we're both very upset about it.
Well, I
I respect the passion.
Thanks, April.
Again, April Reign. You can follow her on Twitter at Reign of April, R-E-I-G-N of April. It has been a pleasure, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon. Maybe you want to check back with us next week and let us know how it went at the Academy Awards, and just so very thrilled for you.
I'd be happy to. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate the support.
Oh, thanks, April. I adore you. Thank you so much, April. We're going to take a break here and more in a moment on 720 WGN.